This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Yemen ministers visited the site of a deadly stampede in the capital, Sana'a, on Thursday and announced that an investigation is underway to find the cause of the incident that killed at least 78 people. Two witnesses told Reuters that the situation unfolded when hundreds of people crowded to receive charitable gifts of about $9 per person. Authorities say the two merchants responsible for organizing the donation event had been detained. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for an immediate halt to fighting in Sudan on Thursday and appealed for a three-day ceasefire to mark the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan to enable trapped civilians to seek safety and supplies.
The cessation of hostilities must be followed by serious dialogue, allowing for the successful transition, starting with the appointment of a civilian government. The fighting must stop immediately. I am deeply concerned about the terrible toll on civilians, the appalling humanitarian situation, and the horrifying prospects of further escalation. Hundreds of people have been killed and injured.
Guterres has been negotiating to achieve a de-escalation since violence erupted last Saturday between former allies, now rivals, who lead the Sudanese army and the local paramilitary rapid support forces. Hong Kong's Roman Catholic bishop says he hopes the dioceses of Hong Kong and Beijing will have more exchanges and cooperation. That's according to a Hong Kong public broadcaster's report Thursday about Bishop Stephen Chow's remarks during Mass in Beijing. Chow's five-day trip is the first visit to Beijing by Hong Kong's bishop in nearly three decades. It came 2 weeks after Vatican News, the news portal of the Holy See, reported that China had unilaterally appointed a new bishop to Shanghai. VOA News. NATO's chief has visited Ukraine for the first time since Russia invaded more than a year ago. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The highly symbolic visit from NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg underscores the alliance's commitment to helping Kyiv defend itself. Stoltenberg confirmed NATO's support for Ukraine in a news conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Ukraine's rightful place is in NATO.
The visit has sparked a strong reaction from the Kremlin, which clearly warns that Ukraine must not be allowed to join NATO. One of Russia's regular justifications for going to war in Ukraine has been the expansion of the military alliance towards its borders, including fears that Kyiv would be admitted. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni will send a bill containing some of the world's harshest anti-LGBTQ legislation back to parliament for what he called strengthening. This according to the ruling party's chief whip on Thursday. Reuters' Emma Jaley has more.
A group of lawmakers from the ruling National Resistance Movement discussed the bill with the president and agreed in principle to sign the bill into law, said Chief Whip Dennis Hampson Obua. He said the bill was being sent back to, quote, facilitate the reinforcement and the strengthening of some provisions.
The bill remains the Anti-Homosexuality Bill 2023.
Human rights activists and the U.S. government say the bill, which was passed last month with near unanimous support, is among the harshest pieces of legislation penalizing sexual minorities anywhere in the world. The United Nations, European Union, and a long list of corporate giants have condemned it.
That's Reuters' Emma Jaley reporting. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Thursday that China should participate in meaningful debt relief for countries facing problems. She said as the world's largest official bilateral creditor, China has served for too long as what she called a roadblock to necessary action. Speaking at Johns Hopkins University, Yellen said the United States expects China to make good its pledge to work constructively on issues such as debt relief and climate change. She said delays in restructuring raise costs for both borrowers and creditors. SpaceX's giant new rocket blasted off on its first test flight Thursday, but exploded minutes after rising from the launch pad. It crashed into the Gulf of Mexico. Elon Musk's company was aiming to send the nearly 400-foot or 120-meter Starship rocket on a round-the-world trip from the southern tip of Texas near the Mexican border. It carried no people or satellites. The plan called for the booster to peel away from the spacecraft minutes after liftoff. Instead, the rocket began to tumble and then exploded 4 minutes into the flight. Marissa Melton, VOA News.